The excavation uncovered one set of remains, then another, then another. Soon they had thousands of bones from multiple species.
The Cleveland Lloyd Quarry is absolutely one of the most remarkable fossil sites in the world. Over 15,000 individual bones have come out of this quarry. Paleontologists think that that's not even half the amount of bones that are still buried in the ground. It's an amazing site, but one of the first things you have to ask is, why are so many bones from so many different kinds of dinosaurs assembled in that one location?
Thousands of bones lay scattered across an area no more than a mile across. Then, another revelation. Of the bones found at the site, almost every herbivore bone recovered showed signs of being crushed, broken, or bitten. Deep gashes in some bones, others had been somehow pulverized. They needed to explain why all of these dinosaurs had perished at this one site. The paleontologists first employed a scientific approach called taphonomy.
Taphonomy is basically looking at what happened to a fossil from the time of death of an animal until it actually is buried and fossilized. And taphonomy is basically a technique for understanding what led to the death and burial of the animal or the plant itself. So we can get a tremendous amount of information just by being careful in how we excavate our sites, because that gives us clues about what happens leading up to the death of that animal.
Taphonomy evidence revealed that the site had once been a freshwater lake bed.
During times of extreme drought, the water levels in a lake can shrink pretty rapidly. As they shrink, what happens is the upper layer of mud sort of becomes dry, when underneath it remains pretty wet and sticky. So as animals walk out across this to get to the water and get a drink, they get stuck. Their weight causes them to crack through the upper crust, and that's when they get stuck and you're not going to get out.
It was the first vital clue. This prehistoric death trap was once a lake bed. Many species would have come to drink here. Then, another breakthrough. Scientists identified one of the dinosaurs. It was one of the most distinctive of the Jurassic period, Stegosaurus.